You can catch him playing this weekend with Blake Shelton on the Back to the Honky Tonk Tour. That is new guy Jackson Dean on your radio. You know, eggs used to get a bad rap because of their high cholesterol content. Well, there's a new survey that says eggs equal a healthy heart. There's an article published in the journal Nutrients. It says that eating 1 to 3 eggs per week could reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease by up to 60%. $12 a dozen isn't too bad after all, is it? Chris Young and Kane Brown on your radio. That's Famous Friends. We're going to fire up a big hit from newcomer Bailey Zimmerman on the way. Kenny Rogers with the throwback and Blake Shelton. Sadly, it will be Blake's last season on The Voice, the season premiere coming up Monday night on NBC. And he says that he actually planned to leave The Voice earlier, but he stayed around because of COVID. Blake said that he didn't want to walk away from the show and leave everybody else in a bind.
98.5, The Wolf.
Cole Swindell and Lainey Wilson sounding great together on your radio. That's Never Say Never. Maybe you've heard about this. A Pennsylvania teen covered his parents' entire kitchen with peanut butter. Believe it or not, this wasn't the first time the teen got crazy with the peanut butter. I guess a few months ago, he covered the family bathroom with it. I know I did some pranks when I was younger. Nothing like that, though. What would you do if your teen covered your house with peanut butter? They might have an ant problem.
Mornings were made for...
That is Morgan Wallen. It's called Thought You Should Know. Rob Banks hanging out on your radio with you. Morgan is going to release his third album, One Thing at a Time. It comes out tomorrow. 36 songs on the new album featuring collaborations with Eric Church, Hardy, and Ernest. Morgan says the record represents the highs and lows of the last few years of his life.
98.5, The Wolf.
Singles Saturday night, that is Cole Swindell. Well, in Japan, construction workers cleared trash and rubble from a work site. They also had some dynamite from a recent demolition. So what did they do? They decided to throw 5 or 6 sticks in with the rubbish. Then the entire pile was burned in the company's incinerator. Unfortunately, it ignited the dynamite, which blew out the building and 27 windows. It also injured a few people.
Moments like hearing my cat purr.
Drinking beer, talking God, amen. Chase Rice featuring Florida Georgia Line. Here's one for you. A mom recently tweeted that her 6-year-old twin daughters nearly bought $800 worth of snacks on Instacart. These 6-year-old twins attempted to purchase 35 cases of Capri Sun and 28 bags of chips. Luckily, her girls couldn't figure out the last step to check out and place their order. Turns out that Instacart saw the woman's tweet and made her kids' dreams a reality by sending all of that stuff to them, all those snacks, for free.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues.